Radio City Talk.
Good afternoon. It is full time. It is Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. Right, last evening in the English League Cup, it was Everton 0, Norwich 2. And if you went on to Twitter just after the game, that's it. It's done. It's over. The season is finished. Sack the manager. Get rid of everybody. Get the keys. Lock the front gates of Goodison Park. It is all done for this year. We're not happy at all. And I had to sit back and go, hold on a second. Look where Everton have been. And look where Everton are at the moment from a league perspective. Do Everton fans need to take a little bit of a breath and just get a wee reality check? Elliot Bretland from Mail Sport from the Daily Mail. Elliot, come on. Was there the need for the vitriol and the anger on Twitter last night straight after the 2-0 defeat at home to a Championship side?
I think there was, Connor. It's another wasted opportunity for Everton. We've done well in the league, as you say, but it's that once you get past that first 11, we just don't have the players. And it, you know, you produce it, Dave. We both said the same. The transfer window was not good enough, and last night proved it. We just don't have the players in backup. And to be honest, I think a lot of Blues would agree. You play your strongest team, whether it's the League Cup, Premier League, FA Cup. Why put yourself at a disadvantage playing? Those players should have been Norwich, admittedly. Easily, very easily. But why put yourself at a disadvantage? It should always be the strongest team, because unfortunately, once we get past our strongest team, the players just aren't good enough.
But I think the thing that surprised me most about last evening when the game was over was the anger, and I include my producer Dave in this and the guys from the Blue Room, and I include the likes of Paddy Boyle and a lot of these gentlemen who were on Twitter last evening. I agree with a lot of the sentiment behind what they're saying, but it's the fact that everyone was so angry so quickly. A lot of people, including yourself and others, have joined me on this show right throughout pre-season, right throughout the transfer window, and now as well. This shouldn't be a great big surprise to everybody that A, Koeman has to blood some other players at some stage in the season, and B, he doesn't have the depth, but at least give him a bit of time and space to find any of the players on the fringes who can do a job. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I suspect you'll disagree.
I wouldn't, because I think Everton getting further in the League Cup is more important than the likes of Tom Cleverley getting minutes on the pitch. Koeman sees the likes of Cleverley in training every day. What does he need to see him in a professional game? Tom Cleverley is a professional of 26, 27. We know what he's about, and we know that he's probably not good enough, like a lot of the squad. I don't agree that you need to blood players in such... It's a knockout fixture, and if you win all your games in that knockout fixture, you lift silverware at the end of it, and that's something that Evertonians haven't had for 21 years. And so it's just another letdown, another disappointment. And to be honest, I think the club have let Koeman down, and quite frankly, I'm embarrassed that we've done so well to get him in from Southampton, and we've offered him, you know, a fairly hefty...
Let me pull you up on that one, Al. The club have let Koeman down. Well, hold on a second. This was a Koeman who paid way over the odds for Yannick Bolasie, right? This was his decision, right? He's brought in other players. He spent proper money on some players. Ashley Williams was coming to the club, right? Ashley Williams' club, Swansea, said you're not having him for that amount of money. The club stumped up and says if they need 2 million more for him, it's yours, Ronald. You can have it. And they brought in Steve Walsh at a time when they could have influence during the transfer window. I just get the feeling that blaming the club here may be the wrong thing to do. If you're going to blame anybody, it's Koeman, because despite the fact that you had a positive net spend, good point made in my ear by my producer there now, if the players were there, Koeman surely would have brought them in.
But we were going for Moussa Sissoko at the last minute. We were going for Enner Valencia, who's a West Ham reject, with hours of the window to go. If we have this money and Koeman has been promised a transfer fund, why were they not signed sooner if they were his players? I think Koeman has had his targets, and the club haven't negotiated properly. And yet again, we're in the situation where we're going to fall short. Yes, we're second in the league, but if Lukaku gets an injury, or if one of the backline gets an injury, we don't have the players there. And yes, the club gave £2 million extra for Ashley Williams, but £2 million in today's money is nothing. This is the Premier League, where TV money is the highest it's ever been. And yet again, Everton have let the fans down. It's the same thing every season, and yes, we're second in the league, but we're not going to stay there if we can't beat Norwich in the League Cup with the rest of the squad that we've got. It gets to the point where how much more building time do we need? How many more summers do we need where we keep failing? We had 4 months where we knew Romelu Lukaku, was the only good striker that we had at the club. Mm. And with an hour to go, we've signed a player that West Ham don't want anymore. And that last night has just proved how short we are. I think, to be honest, a lot of Blues, I think, not shocked at the start because we don't have a good start in 11, but the squad isn't there. And the disappointment is, we know that we'll get to the FA Cup. And however far we get, there'll be a time when Lukaku gets injured, or when Jagielka gets injured, or when Gareth Barry gets injured, and we don't have the players there. And it's not a case of Everton not being good enough. It's a case of them always letting themselves down on and off the pitch.
So here's a question. Here's a question for you, Eldon. Right? Are Everton big enough? Okay, the Sissoko situation happened. It was messy. It was completely sort of left field, and then it left a bitter taste in the mouth, right? But he ultimately chose, he didn't want to go to Everton. He wanted to go to Spurs, bigger club. Arguably, some people would say not so. You look at the depth in the Everton squad, they didn't bring in the talent they wanted to bring in over the summer. That's what you're saying and what I'm saying. Are Everton a big enough club to try and attract these big players instead of blaming the actual hierarchy and Ronald Koeman? Could it be that?
I hate to admit it, but for this generation of footballers at present, we're not big enough, I don't think, because we've not been in Europe regularly, we've not won trophies. But at the same time, in football, money talks, and Everton have plenty of it at the moment. You know, why wasn't there a situation where more money was offered, you know, pay the price that is needed to pay to sign these players?
it sounds like the Everton team bus is just pulling up there to stumble you into the back of it because of your comments. But listen, continue. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so sorry. I think for the moment, the generation of footballers at present, Everton aren't big enough because we haven't been successful enough. But as I said, money talks. It shouldn't have been a case of trying to get these players in August. Mm. We had months. We should have been. I mean, I don't know the goings on exactly of the club, but you know, there was a fairly substantial transfer kitty. And after the sale of John Stones, which I'm not for 1 minute saying we sold John Stones to sign players, the money was there, and that was a coincidence that his head wasn't right. It was the time to let him go. We got good money for him. But if the board had money, why have we only spent about $1 million in net? We're quit. It's not a case of, I don't want Everton to go out and just spend. But if the right players are there for $1 million, sign them. It's a case of, all the fans knew where we were short. Ronald Koeman will know where we are short. The trainers, everyone knows it is clear. If Lukaku gets injured, there is nobody in reserve that is good enough. And yet again, we look silly. We look silly that every football fan in the world, every journalist, every observer knows that we needed a striker, and we've brought in Enner Valencia, who isn't even an out-and-out striker, with a few hours the window to go, and it results in nights like last night, where Evertonians are yet again out of another cup.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm just reminding everybody who's on the line with me. This is Elle Bretland from the Daily Mail at Mail Sport, talking about all things Everton last evening. Kenny Harper sent me a tweet. He says the manager will have learnt a lot of things from his fringe players, I take it, last evening you were talking about, and he also still needs a top-class striker. Kenny sent me a tweet at Radio City Talk. Do you see that as a big issue, not having a second fiddle to Romelu Lukaku?
Oh yeah, huge, because Romelu Lukaku, he's not everyone's a huge fan of him, but he scores goals. That's what you sign a striker for. But then if it's a suspension, an injury, whatever, there's no backup, and it then turns into square pegs, round holes, having to play Gerard Deulofeu up front. And I just think a club that has ambitions to win silverware and finish in the top four, and then, you know, in a few seasons, hopefully beyond that if we can, to be doing that when you've had 4 months in the summer to, you know, I know Koeman wasn't at the club in May, but if you don't have a manager, that doesn't mean the football club stops running. There should be people behind the scenes drawing up a list of targets, a list that's 50 players long if needs be, and you go for your top target, and if you don't get him, you go for your second and third, and that maybe, I'm being slightly harsh on the club, and maybe that's what they've done, and that's why we've ended up with Enner Valencia in the last hour. But I just think, to say that, you know, we've got this investment, and then yet again, we only spend about $1 million, really, because of the John Stones money. Mm. The fact we've had a good, solid start has glossed over the fact that transfer window, yes, we've bought some good players, and yes, they were needed, and yes, they've settled in really well, but we're still really short.
But look! I'm trying to think of it from. I'm trying to think of the positive in this, right? You are ultimately a team building, right? Because you don't want to go back to the days where it's pure negative football and you finish outside the European places, right? Look at the league at the moment. No defeats in the league. Sitting nicely in second place. Played 5, won 4, drew 1. That in itself is a positive. When you look around you, you know, Manchester United are a team that's building again. Liverpool are a team that's building again. Arsenal are a side, when you see a few of the players that they brought in, who are building again, sitting in fourth place in the league there. You can't, there isn't a magic wand. And it's, I think this is, I suppose this is what I'm saying, is that Everton fans need to be a little bit more realistic.
Well, realistically, we should be beating Norwich City at home. I think with our second string, we should be beating Norwich City at home. It's just a wasted opportunity, and I think Koeman has been brilliant, but I think he got it wrong last night. It should be the starting 11 that has done so well. Why disrupt that? Because we go into the next league game away at Bournemouth on the back of a defeat, and a quite embarrassing defeat where we've lost at home to a Championship side who also made 10 changes.
But hold on, a Championship side as well. Yes, they made 10 changes to the Forest game the week previous, but it's a Championship side who were second in said Championship, who've been playing decent football, and you know they did put it up to Everton last night. They got the two goals, despite the fact that Everton had 17 shots to their 7.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That points back to the striker, Connor. We've had 17 shots, and we can't put the ball in the back of the net. And not whether Norwich have played well or not, there is no way Everton, with their aims and ambitions, should be losing at home to them. There's just absolutely no way. There's no way after a big summer where we've had investment and stuff, where we should be short on numbers in certain positions and not being able to score against Norwich, and now we're out of the League Cup. Now all we've got left is the Premier League and FA Cup. The Premier League title, you know, is there going to be another Leicester? Highly doubtful. Can we win the FA Cup? Maybe. That's our best chance. But the League Cup, originally, that was a great chance to get the silverware, to get a winning mentality among the squad, to show that Koeman's good enough to win. You know, I think Koeman is good enough, just another motorbike. I think he is good enough.
Are you at Silverstone? It seems like...
I'm in central London, so that's maybe that's why. But I just think he's good enough, and I just think there was no reason yesterday to rest. We're not in Europe. It's not like we've got this hectic fixture schedule. And I just think it's just another. It's just. I think it's the fact that it's been so many. It's been over two decades.
Yeah.
And we've started the season so well. That was the perfect opportunity to play the same players and keep that momentum going. And if we'd have gotten, you know, we could have lost with the starting 11. You never know.
But okay, hold on. And breathe. And breathe, all the Everton fans. This week, 3:00, Saturday afternoon, Bournemouth away. Same situation. You will be expected to get a result out of that there. You'll probably bring a lot of the players back. If you get 3 points in that game, I think you have the Crystal Palace the week after that, and you get 3 points in that game, 6 points from those, and we talk here in 10 days' time, and... hopefully you'll not be at Silverstone that stage in 10 days time. Everything's going to be rosy again.
I don't know. I mean, it'll be good if we can get those wins, and then we go into Man City after that. If we get those wins, then it will be rosy. But then every time the League Cup draws on, and every time the League Cup fixtures are on, yet again we're going to be thinking, what a stupid thing to have lost to Norwich City at home, when, you know, that was a good draw for us. You know, Leicester got Chelsea. You know, we avoided some big teams in that draw. I don't know, Connor.
Give me a glass half full comment. Let's finish this with a glass half full comment.
We're second in the league, and the next two games are very winnable.
I love it. Listen, genuinely do appreciate your insight, and thank you very much. I know your frustrations are real. I know the Everton fans' frustrations are real. This was a true time to get the hands on some silverware. It's not going to be the League Cup this year, but listen, so much to play for this season. I just wish you best of wishes and smiles for the Bournemouth game on Saturday, all right?
Cheers, Connor. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a million, mate. Always great to have you on. That is Al Bretland from the Daily Mail, Mail Sport. If you want to get on and see his views on this, he's a consistent tweeter, has some really good insight from an Everton perspective. At L-E-L-L Bretland, B-R-E-T-L-A and L-A-N-D. And you can see him and you can get him on his pieces on the Daily Mail as well.